It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Madison-based biotech firm Exact Sciences has released a new cancer detection technology.
It's called the liquid biopsy test, and it uses a blood sample to screen for the types of cancer that are responsible for the majority of those diagnosed in the U.S. each year.
The CancerGuard test is not yet approved by the Food and Drug Administration, but the test joins the firm's other screening kits, like Cologuard, which looks for signs of colorectal cancer.
These tests are trying to catch cancer early when treatments are more effective. Later, we'll hear from a Stanford University researcher about how liquid biopsy screening could be a turning point in fighting cancer.
But first, we're joined by Dr. Tom Baer, Chief Medical Officer of Multicancer Early Detection at Exact Sciences. Dr. Baer, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's great to be with you today. Thank you.
How does this at-home screening work for various cancers, and what can the person taking the test find out?
So I think I'd like to start with the why behind the test and then the what. We know that early detection of cancer saves lives, but today, recommended screening options are only available for four common cancers. That leaves about 70% of cancer diagnoses and cancer deaths due to cancers that we do not screen for today. We essentially let them sneak up on us when they're often too advanced to treat with curative intent. The CancerGuard test is a blood test that is designed to detect a broad range of cancers and expand the reach of screening to many more cancer types and complement the best-in-class standard of care screening tests. So we see a future where those single cancer tests will continue to play a critical role, but we'll also be able to get an annual blood test that will enable us to screen for many more cancers and improve how we protect ourselves against the risk of cancer.
Can you explain the clinical connection here? Do you need a physician's prescription to get access to this test, or can anyone order them?
The CancerGuard test is prescribed by a healthcare provider, so it can be prescribed by a primary care physician or a primary care provider. It is also available at CancerGuard.com, where anyone can request that test. We have a telehealth healthcare provider behind the scenes who would then do the prescribing. So there is a healthcare provider involved, but individuals who are interested in CancerGuard and don't have a healthcare provider to turn to help with that can request it online, and the experience is pretty similar to requesting it yourself.
And, you know, this is a simple process, simple blood test. It ends in a positive or a negative result. Can you explain more about what the results would yield?
Yes. So in the vast majority of individuals, the result would be a negative result, meaning no cancer signal was detected. We expect that about 1% to 2% of people would receive a positive result, meaning the test result will say a cancer signal was detected and an additional workup or diagnostic procedures are needed to determine whether a cancer is present or not. And that's very similar to what happens with other screening tests like stool-based colorectal cancer screening tests, where if there's a positive result, folks need to go get a colonoscopy to check it out. With CancerGuard, what we recommend is a visit to a healthcare provider, some basic labs, and then imaging, starting with a CT scan from the neck to the pelvis. We feel that that's the most straightforward, streamlined, and efficient way to get answers to folks with a positive CancerGuard test quickly.
And CancerGuard is the newest of several tests made by Exact Sciences. I mean, you've got the Cologuard and the RiskGuard and the OncoDetect. How does this new test fit into the portfolio of cancer screening products at your company? And will it replace any of your other tests?
Yeah, I think you're right to point out that Exact Sciences is not just about CancerGuard. It is a company dedicated to reducing the cancer burden through prevention, early detection, and treatment selection. And the Cologuard test is our colorectal cancer at-home screening test. More than 20 million people have been screened with Cologuard. So that's a tremendous amount of experience that enables us to bring CancerGuard forward with all that knowledge, experience, and skills that we developed using CancerGuard. Oncotype DX is another test that is almost universally used in women with newly diagnosed estrogen receptor positive breast cancer to determine prognosis and also to select the optimal therapy. More than 90 countries around the world use Oncotype DX. And there are other tests that Exact Sciences offers and also has in development. We really see CancerGuard as complementary. It is not a replacement for standard of care screening tests. Important for the audience to know that, you know, for example, for colorectal cancer, a colonoscopy or a stool-based test will be more accurate than a blood-based test, any blood-based test, including CancerGuard. So we are not looking to replace those best-in-class tests. What we're trying to solve here is the problem that when you get past the first four cancers, we don't screen for the rest of them. That's the main goal for CancerGuard.
You know, access to cancer treatment is certainly difficult due to financial barriers, the high out-of-pocket costs for testing and treatment. And if you live in a rural area, you know, specialized cancer treatment is also a challenge to get to a doctor who can treat you. How do you view these problems in medicine in light of what your company is producing and marketing?
Well, I think it's something we care about deeply. One of the things that we really focused on with our diagnostic workup is to make it straightforward and readily implementable, or easy to implement, if you will, almost anywhere. We start with a CT scan. We know there are more than 6,000 CT scanners, CT scanning sites in the United States, and that type of scanning is quite accessible even in most rural regions. But I think you identify a broad challenge for the U.S. healthcare system, and we need to continue to work to make the care that people need broadly accessible to everyone.
America declared war on cancer more than 50 years ago, and today about 40% of Americans will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lives. Dr. Baer, why hasn't this disease been eliminated yet?
Well, you know, there's been tremendous progress made, but we have a long ways to go. The American Cancer Society estimates that progress over this period of time has averted about 30% of cancer deaths. So we would have had even more cancer deaths today had we not continued to make significant progress. And we see progress on cancer screening and early detection, for example, with colorectal cancer. With the advent of at-home tests, we've seen a significant improvement in access and adherence, largely due to the contributions of the Cologuard test. And we've seen significant progress on treatment. I'm a practicing medical oncologist, so I've seen the advent of immunotherapies and other treatments. But at the same time, you know, cancer is not one disease. It is dozens, if not hundreds, of diseases. That's one of the reasons that the CancerGuard test detects more than 50 cancer types and subtypes. You know, we've also seen increases in obesity and sedentary lifestyles, continued exposure to tobacco and alcohol. These are all risk factors for cancer. So we have a lot of work to do as a society. But I think the audience does need to know that we're a lot better off than we would have been without all of the research efforts that have gone on in the field since the advent of the so-called war on cancer.
Dr. Baer, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity to visit.
That is Dr. Tom Baer, Chief Medical Officer of Multicancer Early Detection at Exact Sciences. We learned about the technology behind CancerGuard and the role this Madison-based company hopes to have in the future of cancer detection. Now for a look at how scientists at Stanford University are working on cancer screening technology, we're joined by Dr. Max Dean, Professor of Radiation Oncology at Stanford. Dr. Dean is also co-founder of biotech company Foresight Diagnostics. Diagnostics, which developed a test that looks for cancer remaining in a patient after they undergo treatment. Dr. Dean, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, researchers can analyze these multiple biomarkers from a single drop of blood. Is it really possible that a finger prick can yield that much information about cancer?
Well, I think this is a very exciting time in cancer research in general, and particularly in the area of blood tests for cancer. And we can do many things that we only dreamed of 5-10 years ago. However, it does require more than a pinprick of blood. It does require usually a couple of tubes of blood to be collected. But assuming one has that much blood, there are now many different kinds of cancer tests that are being developed. Some are already clinically available that let us either detect cancer in patients where we are not don't know yet that they have cancer, or in patients who are undergoing treatment for cancer can tell whether or not the treatment has worked and whether there's still cancer left in the body.
And what about the false positives? How accurate are these new tests?
The false positives are a critically important issue, particularly in cancer screening. And the reason is that they, of course, lead to a lot of anxiety in patients. If one has a test come back that says a patient may have cancer when the patient really doesn't, that can be extremely stressful, understandably. It also leads to additional costs and potentially procedures that can cause side effects. So these false positives are very, very important in the context of cancer screening and remain a challenge. I've always been a challenge in screening, even with non-blood tests, even with things like mammograms or other tests. False positives are a major concern, but particularly with these blood tests that we are thinking about applying to a very large swath of the population. Even a relatively small percentage of tests that yield false positive could end up being hundreds of thousands to millions of patients. So it is a very important issue, and it's something that is still being actively researched.
And doing blood tests at home, I mean, they have to follow the directions of the kit. I mean, the people taking the test don't have a clinical background, but they have to collect their sample accurately. What about those variables?
Yeah, so for these tests that we're talking about, the multi-cancer early detection tests, they require more than a pinprick, as I mentioned. They require a tube of blood to be collected. So that usually has to be done by a phlebotomist, a professional who's trained to draw blood into tubes. Mm-hmm. And that can be done at home, but it's done through mobile services where, you know, a person skilled in drawing blood will go to a patient's home, even in a rural area, to do that. So that part is... I think relatively well controlled because there is a professional involved, but that of course patients still have to get access to the test.
Can you talk about how a routine blood test could predict cancer years before someone would develop symptoms, or years before something might come up in a clinical setting or in a routine physical, for instance?
Yes, so that's a great question. These new generation of cancer blood tests are looking for molecules that are released by cancer cells into the bloodstream. They can be different types of molecules, such as DNA or proteins, but these are microscopic molecules that are floating in our blood at very low concentrations when we have cancer. And the tests look for those molecules. So they're like little traces of the cancer that are being shed into the blood. And in some even early stage cancers, when the cancer is still quite small, so it's not causing symptoms, there's enough of those molecules shed into the blood that these tests can pick that up. And so that's how the tests can find signatures of cancer even when the patient doesn't feel ill.
How promising or exciting is this type of screening technology compared to the range of ways we have to diagnose cancer now?
So I think it's very important to point out that the standard of care ways we have of detecting cancer, such as colonoscopy, mammography, low-dose CT scan for lung cancer, those are well-vetted and very important, and these tests will not and should not replace those modalities. These tests are exciting because they can, at one time, test for multiple cancers, where those other things I mentioned that are part of the standard of care, each test for a single type of cancer generally. So it's exciting to the idea that we might have tests that can at one time detect many cancers. However, these tests are not yet proven. While they're becoming clinically available, they are still very much in the early stages of their clinical development. And none of the tests, including the one we heard about just a few minutes ago, have yet demonstrated high-level evidence that they actually save lives from cancer. In order to do that, what's required is a randomized study where half the patients get the test and half the patients don't. And then those patients are followed for years to see which group has less deaths from cancers. And those studies are time intensive and expensive, and they have not been completed. But until we have those studies, we can't be certain that these tests actually save lives from cancer. And so while we're all very excited that we're getting these tests available, I think it's important for listeners to recognize that these are still at the bleeding edge of medical science. And there's a lot we don't know yet, including we're not 100% certain that these tests will actually save lives in their current form.
And what you say there in terms of the studies that are required that take time, take money, in light of that, the Trump administration has canceled hundreds of millions of dollars in cancer-related research. It's reducing the percentage of expenses that the government will cover for federally funded cancer research labs. What impact will this have on tests like this and finding a cure for cancer?
Yes, we're all very concerned about the significant funding cuts that have happened to biomedical research in general, broadly, but to cancer research in particular. And these cuts for sure will decrease progress. They will mean that we cannot do some of the types of studies I mentioned that really need to be done. Particularly, I think for this cancer screening is a good example. The National Cancer Institute has a big effort of trying to launch some clinical trials that would do exactly what I said, to actually try to prove that these tests save lives from cancer, because the biotech companies, by and large, have not done that on their own. They've been trying to avoid doing those studies for a variety of reasons. And so I think it's really important that the government steps in here and does this kind of research to really tell us whether there's societal benefit for these tests. And that's unfortunately going to either not happen or happen much more slowly because of the funding cuts we're dealing with.
As we close here, what is the next step for your research?
So my research is broadly focused on developing blood cancer tests, both trying to develop new screening tests, such as the ones we're talking about today. Personally, I think that we are still in a phase where we really need some additional technological advances in order to really develop screening blood tests that will be guaranteed to save lives. So my research is intently focused on trying to develop the next generation of blood tests that is even more sensitive and even more specific, so it has even less false positives, to really hopefully eventually achieve the goal of saving lives from cancer with a simple blood test.
Dr. Dean, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Max Dean, professor of radiation oncology at Stanford University, co-founder of the biotech company Foresight Diagnostics. And earlier, we spoke with Tom Baird, chief medical officer of multi-cancer early detection at Exact Sciences. We've been talking about emerging technology in cancer diagnosis.